This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is what we all sounded like back when we were babies. It's how we used to give feedback when we didn't like something or if we wanted something from our mommies or daddies or caretakers. We just started screaming and crying and we never used any coherent words because, well, we were babies and we didn't make much sense back then. Unfortunately, some full-grown adults still sound like this when giving feedback and criticism. I mean, yeah, you know, now they use actual words, but those words are harsh and their points are all over the place. And at the end of the day, they're not clear about what they want and you end up not really knowing what they were trying to say. Admit it, we all have that one person in our lives who sounds like this. You know, as we grow up and as we get older, we learn how to structure our sentences and pick up communication skills along the way. We learn respect and we learn manners and even empathy when giving feedback, especially if that feedback is supposed to be corrective or some form of criticism. And that's what today's episode is all about. It's about giving feedback like a pro. It's also about knowing how to tell someone they're doing something wrong, but telling them in a way that makes you feel good and makes them feel good, and hopefully there's a positive outcome in the end. This is Five for Fortune with Arvind Yuvaraj, and this episode is called 5 Ways to Give Criticism and Feedback Like an Adult. Now, I'm going to circle this episode around the workplace because that's where giving criticism becomes very, very tricky. Rule number one of giving criticism is make sure you actually need to give it. There are certain positions at the workplace that give you the power to correct other people. If you are not in that position, always ask yourself if giving criticism is really in everyone's best interest. If it's just to satisfy yourself, it's probably better to not do it. Now, let's move on to the first segment of the show, and it's a segment about sandwiches. No, I mean, like, really, it is about sandwiches. It's about something called the feedback sandwich.
Number one.
If you've ever been involved with Toastmasters or if you've been active in a corporate environment for a long, long time, then you probably already know about the feedback sandwich. It's a fancy name for a concept known as PIP, which stands for Positive Improvement Positive, or in some versions it's called Praise Improve Praise. Now, the basic structure of the feedback sandwich is very simple and you'll see why it's called a sandwich after I've explained it. Number one, you start off by focusing on the strengths. So basically what you like about the person's work, what you like about the person's themselves. Try to look at the person's positives first and say it to them. Next step, you provide the criticism. This is step number two. Things that you didn't like, the areas of improvement, or something that you feel could be better off in the long run. Number three, and lastly, you round off the feedback with a recap of the positive comments that you gave at the beginning, and you end it with the positive results that can be expected if the feedback is acted upon. So one, start off by focusing on the strengths. Two, you provide the criticism. And three, you round off by giving positives again and telling them what you can expect in the long run. So now you understand why it's called a sandwich. So positive on top, lay the feedback in between, and turn it into a sandwich with another layer of positive after that. A sandwich. There's actually a good psychological element to this method. One, by starting off with the positive comments, you're letting the receiver know that you are on his or her side and that you are not there to attack them. People just like hearing things that they're doing right instead of listening to what they're doing wrong. And when you start off on a positive note, it lets them ease into the conversation by letting them know that, you know, what you're saying comes from a good place with their best interest in mind. This makes the receiver, you know, as in the person that you're critiquing, more open to your feedback. And after giving them feedback, it's always important to reaffirm them with their positive so that it doesn't leave them dangling with like a negative feeling all over them. It also reminds the receiver of the stuff they're doing well. well, and it makes them want to perform better in the future. So some people don't really like the feedback sandwich because they feel like it's not necessary to give praise to someone just for the sake of doing it. They say you should give either, you know, genuine feedback, because just making up positive stuff about someone isn't good for that person's development either, and it gives them false hope in the long run, which is 100% true, and that's why you shouldn't make up positives. You shouldn't just make up good things to say about a person just so that you can wedge that criticism in between. See, the feedback sandwich is basically meant to be a way for you to have a balanced view about the person that you are critiquing. It helps you find positives about someone. You know, maybe even see things in a different light that maybe you didn't notice before. The concept doesn't say that you can just make stuff up, so please never lie to someone just for the sake of wedging feedback in between. But instead, find good things to say about them that's real, that's genuine, while also telling them how to improve. I'll give an example. Here's an example of how a feedback sandwich works. You know, you're pretty smart and you have good opinions, but you're kind of quiet during meetings though. Maybe next time you could, you know, chip in with a little more. Let that voice be heard. I'd love to get some good thoughts out of you next week. Like I said, you're smart. Don't keep those ideas all to yourself. Again, you're smart and you have good opinions. That's a positive. You're kind of quiet during meetings. That's the critique. Maybe next time you could chip in a little more. Let that voice be heard. That's your feedback and suggestion of what they can do. I'd love to get some thoughts out of you next week. Like I said, you're smart. Don't keep those ideas all to yourself. Again, positive. Do you see what I did there? Positive, criticism, positive. It's a sandwich. So the feedback sandwich is a pretty effective way of giving criticism, and it also makes you see the person in a more positive light if you didn't already do that in the beginning. Now let me ask you this, have you ever gotten criticism from someone but you ended up being offended because one, you didn't know what they were trying to say, and two, they started critiquing something about you that you cannot actually change? Ugh, that's an awkward position to be in, right? That is the second segment on today's list. Always comment on things that can be actioned upon.
Number 2.
Keep in mind that the whole point of giving feedback is so that the other person can improve. If you're giving criticism to reaffirm your own superiority or to show the person that you know better, then, well, just don't. Like I said, this episode is about giving feedback like an adult, and picking on people's weaknesses just to look big isn't a very adult thing to do. So the whole point of giving criticism is to focus on something that can be changed instead of telling someone about something that they cannot help. I'll give you an example. Let's say your friend just bought a new house and he is renting it out to a lousy tenant, right? Tenant isn't paying rent or is just destroying the furniture or the walls or whatever. So the friend comes to you for advice or, you know, just to talk or just to confide in someone. Now, good criticism would be to tell him or her what to do the next time they rent it out, or to screen potential tenants and how to possibly make this tenant leave without making anything worse. That's some good feedback. And if your friend made some mistakes when choosing the tenant, highlight those steps as well. Bad advice or bad feedback is saying, you shouldn't have bought a house here because the area is known for lousy tenants. One, there is no statistic to prove what you just said, and two, the feedback is next to useless. Unless your friend is gung-ho enough to sell the house tomorrow and buy something somewhere else, you telling them that the location of the house is lousy doesn't help them at all. It's feedback that isn't actionable. The house has been bought. The lease has been signed. It's a major, major investment. It's a huge purchase. So instead of making the person feel bad about buying the house, help them by telling them what they can do from this point to make sure that they don't end up with lousy tenants moving forward. Here's another example. Say your friend is going to give a presentation at work and is nervous or feels like people don't pay attention when, you know, when he or she is talking. Good advice would be telling them how to spruce up the presentation, you know, make it more interesting. Tell them how to engage the audience or the other staff in the office. If they are soft-spoken, suggest using a microphone if that's an option. All of this is good, positive feedback. Bad advice is telling them that their voice is husky and therefore uninteresting. Like, what is she or he really going to do with this piece of feedback? It doesn't help them at all. And now they're super self-conscious about their supposedly husky voice, which is something that they cannot change and which they do not need at this point in time. See what I mean? Actionable feedback is key. Unactionable feedback is useless and therefore shouldn't be given. Pretty simple stuff. We are talking about 5 ways you can give creative criticism and proper feedback like an adult, and we'll continue to discuss this right after the break. This is 5 of Fortune on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Because feelings matter. BFM 89.9.
Five for Fortune on Enterprise. I am Arvind Yuvaraj. Right, 5 ways to give feedback like an adult, which means giving creative criticism while respecting the other person and being constructive and refraining from using language that's rude, which, by the way, is a pretty childish way to convey a message. Anyway, there are 2 sides to this episode because giving creative criticism is like an art form. Do it well and it will help someone get better and you'll be happy for helping them. Do it wrong by stepping all over someone and it won't. I mean, just look at it this way. If a grown adult human cannot construct a sentence without shouting or using basic manners or courtesy in it, why should they be taken seriously by the other people who can? Think about it. Anyway, this brings me to my 3rd segment on today's episode, which is pretty straightforward: keeping your language positive.
Number 3.
One of the most overlooked things in the process of giving feedback is the type of language you use and the tone that you're using that language with. The words that someone chooses and the tone that they say it in can make or break the message that they're trying to give. I'll give you an example. Saying, "I'd love to see you give more suggestions during the presentation," is a positive way of saying, "I see that you're talented, but I feel like you need to display more of that talent during the presentation meetings." It's positive. But saying you don't suggest enough during meetings is a negative statement. You're just pointing at what you feel is the person's weakness or the lack of involvement during presentation meetings. See what I mean? They're basically the same message. They mean the same things, but the words that are used completely change the way the sentences sound. The first sentence emphasizes the person as a valuable contributor to the team and that you want to hear more from. And the other downplays them to nothing more than their mistakes. Keep in mind that words are very powerful tools for change. Also, make sure that the tone you're using it is friendly. Listen, we're all adults at the workplace, and this concept of the bigger guys talking down to the smaller guys is so 1980s. Times are different, things are changing, hierarchies are slowly disappearing at the workplace. Everyone's contributing to the same goal, so be friendly. They are your colleagues, you know, they're not under you, they're working with you. Be friendly and you have nothing to lose. I mean, think about this, the moment someone barges in with like an authoritative tone, you get defensive, right? It's basic human tendency to clamp up when someone breathe smoke through their nostrils at you. Feedback needs to come from someone who's calm, from someone who's friendly, from someone who wants the best for their team. So words, language, and tone, keep those in mind because they're very, very, very important when giving feedback. You know what else is important? Remembering why you're giving criticism at all. This is probably the most important piece of advice I found when researching today's episode, so let's dive right in.
Number 4.
So the most important thing, like the most important thing to keep in mind when giving criticism or feedback, is remembering why you're offering it at all. The answer there is always, always to help someone else improve. You're not venting, you're not looking for an outlet to de-stress, you're not boosting your own ego by putting your knowledge on display. If these are any of the reasons that you are giving someone else feedback, then stop. Just stop, take a few steps back, and try to reevaluate your whole approach and ask yourself if dragging someone else into this is really the best idea. And I'm not kidding, I've actually read this across a number of sources. A person who is critiquing other people for any other reason, especially when it doesn't directly benefit the receiver of that criticism, needs to look at the situation and ask if they really have any valuable feedback to give or if they just need to talk to someone. Feedback should be feedback and not an outlet for pent-up frustrations. It's really that simple. Now, once you're clear and you know for sure what you want the message to be in your feedback, you need to be able to deliver what is called kind criticism. Kind criticism is when you focus on the item or the activity or the product or the outcome instead of the person themselves. Remember that feedback isn't a personal attack. Even if it does involve a person's inherent behavior, it needs to come in a way that doesn't offend them on a personal level. Keep in mind that this is in a professional setting and not if the person needs, an intervention or disciplinary action. That's a whole other scenario. Anyway, back to the kind criticism. Focus on the result and the activity, focus on the positives, and also address what can be made better. Tell them what they can act upon and also show support. That's basically the best way to do it. Okay, final segment of the day. As always, if you're just tuning in and you want to catch up on the rest of the episode titled 5 Ways to Give Feedback and Criticism Like an Adult, you can always download the BFM app via the Apple App Store or on the Play Store for those of us on Android, and just stream this episode or any other episode for any other show over there on the app. So the last point on this episode is how to give feedback without giving instructions, unless you know how to give instructions. That's number 5 on today's list.
Number 5.
There's a very, very, very fine line between giving feedback based on observation and telling someone how to fix it. If you step all over this line, people will just get annoyed and pretty much ignore your feedback. Unless you know for sure what the other person's lifestyle is through and through, like 100%, you are in absolutely no position to give them instructions on how to fix a problem unless they specifically ask for it. And this goes way beyond the workplace. If a family member comes to you and says they have a problem with their colleague, the best you can do is to understand the situation, give feedback on where you think they went wrong, if it's applicable, and then suggest a few things that could help the situation. And that's about it. Telling your relative specifically what they can do in detail and then sort of putting pressure on them to do it is not proper feedback. Remember, everyone has their own problems and you might not have any idea what their work situation is or the dynamics of that space. So giving instructions on how to fix it from the outside is pretty useless. Give them some feedback, suggest some solutions, maybe tell them where they're going wrong, and then let them take it from there. Offer support and offer to be around if they ever need to confide in you again, if that's your thing. But the moment you start to give them stern instructions on what to do next, it immediately tells the person that you're assuming that you know everything about what they've been through, and also that you're not taking their situation into account. It pretty much makes the feedback useless, and worse, it could make matters worse for the person if they blindly follow instructions that aren't based on cold hard facts. So unless you're in that position to know for sure how to fix a problem, stay away from the instructions. It's pretty much the same as someone just riding into your space and telling you how to talk, walk, and live your life. No one likes that, so don't do it. Keep feedback flexible, offer it as a suggestion, and then allow the person to work on it as they see fit. Criticism isn't about control, it's more about creative correction. And if more people could keep that in mind, then a lot of feedback wouldn't keep getting lost in translation. Alright, that is all the time that we have on today's episode. Again, you can find this episode and all other 5 of Fortune episodes on the BFM app. Stay tuned because we've got some music coming up, and after that at noon, it's Enterprise Biz Bytes with some pretty juicy stories on tech and the workspace, so you don't want to miss that. Stick around. This is Arvind Yuvaraj, and that was 5 of Fortune, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.